This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The zone, the DJV zone. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. We're focusing on Wednesday, the 14th of November. Jennifer, what yes. in the world is in your mind?
That is a loaded question. All right, how about some palace intrigue? I don't love these stories because it's a lot of speculation, but definitely one of the top stories today, and that is that there could be a gigantic shakeup coming to the White House. We first learned yesterday that Melania Trump really, in an uncharacteristic way, went to the public and said that a member of John Bolton's staff should be removed. That person was removed. Now, it looks like that's just the tip of the iceberg. Not that Melania is causing all of these, but Kirstjen Nielsen, who is the head of the Department of Homeland Security, seems to not be making her boss very happy. She's not being as, strong or aggressive on immigration issues as President Trump would like, and so he is considering a shakeup, perhaps thinking about removing her
position.
And putting in someone maybe like Thomas Homan, used to run ICE. That's a possibility. There's also some rumblings about whether or not Chief of Staff John Kelly will stick around. It seems that about a month or two ago, Trump asked him to stick it out till 2020. Now the rumor is that Vice President Mike Pence's Chief of Staff, Nick Ayers, is actually talking to Trump about perhaps becoming his Chief of Staff. I don't think you'd see much disruption if that were the transition, because I think Nick Ayers will kind of keep the structure that John Kelly has created around the president. He has a lot of people that seem to like him. But there are also talks about Ryan Zinke being out at the Interior. He's in some trouble being investigated for things. All sorts of rumors flying around that this might just be a month filled with personnel changes at the White House.
Good riddance.
I'd like to see Ryan Zinke go, because there's a whole lot of dirt on that guy. And I'd be very happy if he was gone. John Kelly seems to be doing a fine job. There are other people there.
I think they're fine.
Yeah, but I don't think he's a nice guy, but I think he's doing an efficient job. But, but Ryan Zinke gets the boot.
All right, lots of names in the news. How many people remember Monica Lewinsky? Who doesn't, no matter what your age, remember Monica Lewinsky? I've actually thought that she was quite special in many different ways over the years.
She did.
thanks, Jennifer. Good way to ruin a serious conversation. I just think that she, I don't know, there's something about her. I liked her vibe. I just liked her. She has this docuseries called The Clinton Affair, looking back at that time, and she comments and she's a writer.
She confesses.
Kind of. She wrote in an essay for Vanity Fair. She participated in a lot of different things. She writes most of the stories are written by men. In this series, which is on the A&E Network, unlike the books written about the impeachment, there are more women who have their say about what went on during that era. Maybe I'm making too much about this. She wrote, yes, the process of filming.
It's a juicy story is what she's going to do. And she's getting ready to tell some really big secrets that have already started to leak out, like her affair with Clinton lasted over a year, and that she pursued him because she felt special, that he thought she was attractive because he was so desired by other women, and that she'd try to show, like, her underwear to him before they started their relationship. Like, when she was in the office, instead of pulling up her pants, she'd kind of push him down a little bit to kind of tease him and flirt with him a bit. Yeah. There's another story out there. I don't know.
Didn't she?
Not on the radio.
Oh, that's the spinach dip? Which has ruined a holiday classic for me? Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But that was on the dress? That's what she thought was on the dress, right?
She thought it was spinach dip, yeah. You know, like the spinach dip that's in the bread, in the pumpernickel bread
yeah,
loaf?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right.
The, the holiday classic. It's no longer
clam,
a classic.
Gone. Chowder, that kind of stuff. She's 45 years old. She's had lots of thoughts, suicidal thoughts. I think one of the things that she says is that that she should have gotten an apology from him and never did. There are a lot of different things. Maybe it's just the fact that if she's going public with it, there is...
But if she's admitting, and I'm just playing devil's advocate here, but if she's admitting that she was the one who really pursued him, what's he supposed to apologize for?
Well, I don't. It's. I
I'm
don't
just
know.
Throwing that out there.
I wouldn't know how the split said, happened.
She's the one who's asked for an apology. What'd you say, Jennifer?
This is all this is all my gut and the guess. I have no idea. I haven't heard anything, and maybe she's answered it. I would imagine the apology comes for how things broke up, because if they were together for a year and she was kind of gaga over him, and then when he got caught, he dropped her. That's
right.
Probably what she wants the apology for. Mm. Not about leading her on in the beginning, because she was flirting with him and she was an active participant.
Yeah.
But I would guess, and this is the question for conversation, if Clinton went back to her today and begged, would she take him back?
Wow.
I don't think she would now. I don't think
I do. I think 100% she would. Absolutely.
I
well, he's not
going to
leave Hillary, so she'd be right back in the
same this is the what-if game.
Yeah. The Clinton Affair will be on A&E this coming Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern. All right? The Clinton Affair is what we're talking about, a whole series of interviews with people. Apparently, Hillary Clinton is quoted as defending her husband in this whole thing. Hillary has changed her look in the last 4, 5, 6 months has changed. You notice that? And I'm looking at pictures of Monica, who is quite attractive, and looking at Hillary, who is looking more than her age. At least for, that's, we'd say that about men and women. I just think she doesn't look too good.
I don't think she needs a couple of years. And the rumor is that she's actually thinking about, for real, thinking about
running again.
Which I guess, if you remember, we talked about this, and I said a month ago, there's no doubt that she would not run in my mind, because I don't think she could stand losing to Trump like a second time. But maybe she thinks she
I don't think it's actually going to happen. What I've seen from that is that it was an ex-Clinton aide who said that, and it was an aide who was fired from her in 2008, like 10 years ago. So I think it's super easy for people to come out and pretend because he used to work for her. It's easy to say, oh yeah, I know the inner details. Like,
and here's the other thing:
if you want to
really fire up the Trump base, just say Hillary's going to run again. If you think about it, it's a genius strategy. If I worked for Trump, I would tell everyone that Hillary's going to run again, because that's the number one way
she's
to get everybody
one.
Out to the polls and, crooked Hillary again, and we'll go all through, and even though she's not going to run. That's the number one thing.
The Trump base wants her or Elizabeth Warren, because I think
Trump
would have the easiest time with both of them.
Mm. Of course.
I think Hillary would actually be a fairly decent president. Frankly, in many respects.
I thought that's why I voted for her. So,
she knows her way around. But Elizabeth Warren?
I would not vote for Elizabeth Warren. I would not.
Horror show. Awful. Okay. 15 past the hour, the DJV program. Today, the 14th of November, a highlight of the day for many people is to be studying diabetes. We've been on and off of that a couple of times today already, because there's so many people with diabetes not aware of their increased risk for heart disease, for example, and other life-threatening complications. So as we think about today being World Diabetes Day, it is the perfect time for you to learn all the facts.
Did you know type 2 diabetes is a heart-related disease? Hi, I'm Senator Nancy Todd from Colorado and board chair of Women in Government. November is National Diabetes Awareness Month, a good time to remember nearly 30 million Americans have diabetes, and that people with diabetes are up to 4 times more likely to have a heart attack, heart failure, or stroke. In fact, heart disease is the number one killer of people with type 2 diabetes. Learn more by visiting womeningovernment.org.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
I'm going to tell you a story about how the drug war in Mexico began.
And who was boss?
On November 16th.
Miguel Felix Gallardo.
Drug kingpin of Guadalajara.
We take out Felix, we cripple the Mexican drug trade.
Witness the birth of Mexico's drug war.
Gotta take down the ones calling the shots.
It's time to take the gloves off.
Gallardo crosses the DEA for the last time tonight.
Narcos Mexico. Streaming on Netflix, November 16th.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, 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 yes. Okay, so I chuckled at this the other day. Where was I? It was Sunday, and I was in a restaurant in Los Angeles. And I was listening to the waiter talk to one of the chefs, say, hey, did you hear? Spike Lee died. And I said, no, these were black guys. Spike Lee died? I mean, they were back and forth, and I thought to myself, no. I wouldn't have really cared one way or another, except that I went to my iPhone. I said to Brendan, did you hear that Spike Lee died? And he looked at me with that look that only Brendan can give to me. And he said, Dad, Spike Lee didn't die. It was Stan Lee who died. These two guys in the restaurant that we were having lunch. We were having lunch in this restaurant.
And that was a fake news spread.
Right.
Yes. Right, exactly. So I thought Spike Lee had died.
Wow. I hope that Jet Li is watching his back. He'll be next.
That's very funny, Karen. So here's something that's not so funny, but it very much is appropriate for this time of year. Please, mother. Please, father, please, parents, please, anybody who has the care of a child. I'm thinking about this with regard to with my pal Miles, with whom we were playing. This is big piles of leaves around everywhere and kids jumping into them. And there's a picture online from a UPS driver named Jordan Weaver who wanted to share a story with his colleagues and everybody who drives. You know how a lot of the leaves are raked out into the road? And I remember as a kid playing in the leaves, jumping into the piles of leaves. This guy's driving up the road, and he doesn't see this kid who's in the pile of leaves in the road. He doesn't run away. The kid jumps out, and he stops short of it, but he takes a picture of it. The child is obscured completely in this pile of leaves. And so it's an important message for safety reasons to keep your children out of, it just seems like common sense, keep your kids the hell out of leaf piles that are in the road. But if you're not smart enough to do that without being reminded, this is a reminder. Keep your children away from leaf piles that are in the road. And isn't that sort of common sense?
I remember when I was learning how to drive, both my parents stressed, never drive through a pile of leaves.
Yeah,
it was one of the things, I
them.
Still remember this like to this day. And it had me terrified I was going to run over someone, or dogs, or animals, or whatever.
It's happened, you see, but that sort of thing has happened, Victoria, and it ought to be something
that's
that
we... That's why my Fancy Nancy was like, never drive through a pile of leaves, you'll hit a child.
Good old Fancy. Wow. I can hardly wait to meet Fancy.
This is such an East Coast problem. This would never happen.
That's true.
Well, but Miles was jumping through. There was a pile of leaves in that little park down off of, where is it? Down, what the heck is the, what was the TV show? Melrose, down there. 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Hear that?
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? God said, man said.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. God said, man said.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. God said, man said.com. Sin bones, St. Peter's fish, hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
New York worldwide. Boy, this is my city. Just pulled up to the hotel. All my day ones here with me. We got cool out of power. We on fire tonight. Gonna hit it. Always gonna stop and fight it. About that life. Baby, it's alright.
Baby, it's alright.
Miss Aguilera?
Yeah. Yeah. She used to sing.
Sound like her,
yeah. What she's doing now.
This is from her latest album.
Yeah.
This is why no one's heard of this latest album.
Christina Aguilera, on the road for her Liberation Tour, asked to sing with a band in a New Orleans bar, but she was told no. This is the night before her show. At the local theater there, she stopped by Café Negril, a popular bar on Frenchman Street, where Claude Bryant and the All-Stars, a local reggae band, were playing. Every Thursday they go there and perform. After spending most of the night dancing, Aguilera eventually went up to the band's front man and asked if she could join them for a song. And she was turned down. Video captured by a fan, she's seen talking to Bryant at the bar as he denies her the microphone. The next night, during her Liberation Tour, she commented on the situation, saying, "I go to this small bar, there's this live band playing, and I was with a couple of my dancers, and went up and said, let me get up on stage and jam with this guy. Maybe I'll sing a song or whatever. It'll be fun. He wouldn't give me the mic. I just want to come up." And he said, "What, are you going to dance for me?" And I said, "No, I just want to sing a song with you." And then this guy, Brian, told the local radio station, "I'm sorry, Christina, I didn't recognize you. I didn't recognize her because she had a cap over her head and over her eyes. She was in a jersey. She didn't introduce herself. He said, I asked her if she wanted to dance, and she said no, she wanted to sing. I started playing the beginning riff of the song No, No, No by Bob Marley. Then her bodyguard picked her up off the stage, and she just left."
Huh. Am I the only one who gets annoyed by stories like this? Because it's so arrogant of the singer. Like, yeah. Yes, people know Very Christina arrogant. Aguilera, and she's a great singer, or at least she used to be a great singer.
But don't you know who I am? Do you know who I am?
I also think it's kind of a jerk move to then, like, call that guy out on stage in front of her huge audience the next day.
Yeah.
Like, when she
speaks to who she is.
if you don't, but even if you don't say, "Hi, I'm Christina Aguilera," everyone knows the name. The guy, I've seen this band. I've been to this bar, actually, on Frenchman Street. This is a great reggae band. But, you know, everybody is drunk in New Orleans, and everybody thinks they can sing. So this is not the band's fault at all. My brother has a band, and everybody wants to, "Oh, can I come up and do a song with you guys?" No, get out of here. We're being paid.
Wait a minute. Your brother has a band? Where can I see him? I'll go up and sing with him. Where's your brother's band? Where are they playing?
I'm not telling you. But I think it's terrible that she told this story in front of the whole crowd the next night.
You make yourself look like a jerk when you tell stories like that. She sounded like this. Anyway, next up, Dido on Monday. Dido announcing her long-awaited return to music as she's going to release her fifth album, Still On My Mind, next March. Followed by a 27-date world tour, first in 15 years. Dido also debuted a new song called Hurricane. That's what this is. Crank it up a little, Carol. In
some ways less, in some ways more, and I want to talk of nothing.
As the world passes
by. Her voice is so distinctive.
Yeah.
The hook of this song is actually really good. It picks up. It's actually really cool.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right, let me tell a little of the story, and then we'll see if we can get more of the music in here, too. I spent a lot of time saying no to the question about a new album and a tour. But as an artist and a songwriter, you start really missing being right in front of the people who listen to your music. Makes you a better writer and artist to actually engage with the people who listen to your music. I think that's probably true. She says she first felt inclined to make music again while walking down the street in London. She realized that the only way she would make a record again was if she teamed back up with her brother, producer Rolo. She said, quote, "I just wanted to hang out with him and make some music. That's why I ended up doing this in the first place, as a byproduct of wanting to hang out with my big brother." And the music they make together is pretty good. Do we like this?
Yeah, it's very it's very mellow and chill, but I like the vibe of it. And her voice is just so cool. It's good to hear her again.
Yeah, it is. All right, so that's the Dido update. 28 after the hour on the DJB show.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. Since December, GM has equipped 3 million cars with an in-dash system it calls Marketplace. The free system communicates directly with merchants, enabling a driver and passenger to order and pay for a variety of products and services without a phone. This is the shape of things to come. Vendors include McDonald's, Shell, ExxonMobil, Dunkin' Donuts, Applebee's, and Delivery.com. The list is growing, and now you can order directly from your car. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
It's country music's biggest night, the CMA Awards. Luke Bryan and country's hottest new artists kick off the night. Superstar performances by Carrie Underwood, Keith Urban, Penny Chesney, Garth Brooks.
The greatest music ever. Country music.
Plus, can't-miss duets. Jason Aldean with Miranda Lambert. Florida Georgia Line with Bebe Rexha.
The surprises will be legendary.
Brad Paisley and Carrie Underwood host the CMA Awards Live. Tonight, 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several wildfires still burning in California. In fact, several more have broken out in the past 24 hours. They're blamed for at least 50 fatalities, and that number is expected to grow. Northern California's Camp Fire is now blamed for taking at least 48 of those lives. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says they're dealing with wildfires in Southern California as well, and there's much to do.
Well, we're going to have help for people in their homes. We have to first find the dead throughout the state and anybody who has lost the places where they live.
He was speaking on MSNBC. An Air Force pilot is dead after his fighter jet crashed at a base on the U.S.-Mexico border. The Air Force says the T-38C Talon jet went down last night at Lachlan Air Base west of San Antonio. A second pilot's hospitalized. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you love knowing all the biggest stories, you'll love the DJV podcast. Share the latest trending stories with your friends. Check out the DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Bernie, four after the hour now. No stiffs here. We're all live.
Local, no, that's what the local stations say. Live and local. Well, we actually are better than what most of the local stations can produce in terms of a program, if I do say so myself. And so that's the tip of the hat to the people around the country who carry this program on their radio stations, most of the independent owners, good folks in the world of radio. How do you do? Thank you much for your support. Good stuff for your listeners, too, which is the most important thing. DJV includes Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going back to those black coffee conversations. I believe it was yesterday or the day before when we declared black coffee drinkers are psychopaths. Didn't we have an up and a down? We had a good story about coffee and how good caffeine for you may be. And then there was an accompanying story suggesting that the people who drink their coffee black are nuts, right? Crazy people.
Yeah, and you know, the funny thing is, this has been trending at least for a week now. And the reason that it's trending is that everyone's referencing a 2015 study that was published in a journal called Appetite. And it claims that people who consume black coffee and other bitter foods and drinks might be more apt to show psychopathic traits. So, now a lot of people, doctors are getting involved now because people, like, got a little hysterical about it. So health officials want everyone to know that the study in question was conducted at a university in Austria. They only surveyed under 1,000 people about their own food tastes. And in one part of the study, the people were asked how they felt about sweet, sour, salty, and bitter foods and drinks. Researchers then somehow checked that information, they checked that information against the self-reported data, and somehow they got to the conclusion that they analyzed each person's personality traits, narcissism, aggression, psychopathy, things like that, and somehow they concluded that if you like bitter foods and beverages, that you were more likely to have a more pronounced malevolent personality trait, including especially robustly with everyday sadism. Okay, that's such a huge leap, and doctors want everybody to know that's a huge, huge leap. So, if you're an actual psychopath, that refers to people who lack empathy and any sort of conscience, and that actually can turn into abnormally selfish and aggressive and violent behavior. According to psychologists, it is considered, actual psychopathy is considered a spectrum disorder, and it can only be diagnosed using a 20-item checklist. So you can't just say, I like black coffee, and so I'm a psychopath. There's way more involved than that. So they say, in short, drinking bitter drinks or black coffee does not have any real correlation to you being a psychopath, which is good news for our beloved Jennifer Horn, because she drinks black coffee all day long, and we know she's not a psychopath.
How do you know she's not a psychopath?
We know Jen is not a psychopath.
I'm not so sure about
that. Oh, my God. Don't even float that out there. Nutritionists also want everyone to know.
I can hear it tomorrow. Carol say, hey, Doug said you were a psycho.
Yeah,
on the air.
I'm already texting her now. She already knows.
By the way, sorry you left, because now Doug thinks you're a psycho. Well, nutritionists also want everyone.
I didn't think she was a psycho because she left. She's a psycho because she's been with me for 15 years. That's why she's a psycho.
Actually could be some convincing evidence.
There you go.
I'll have to check myself. I'm only 2.5 years.
Yeah,
so,
right. You're already heading for the edge.
My mental decline is more prominent. But nutritionists do want to point out, though, that the healthiest way to drink coffee is actually black coffee, because you get into a lot of trouble when you add a lot of sugar, or if you add artificial sweeteners, which are even worse than sugar, and when you add in all the dairy, it becomes a high-caloric drink. So drinking black coffee is actually the best way to do it. And like you said, Doug, there are tons of studies that show if you drink dark roast coffee, which we talked about last week, dark roast coffee, even if it's decaf, actually they've found that there's a direct correlation to it staving off Alzheimer's and dementia. So there are a lot of health benefits, good for the colon, you know, good for a lot of other stuff, keeps you regular, all that stuff. So don't stop drinking black coffee. You're not a psychopath.
One of the reasons that I am so healthy mentally and physically is because I've never had a cup of coffee. I've never smoked anything. I've never done any drugs. I had
never drank any alcohol.
Oh, well, I have a little.
Yeah,
but
it's why you're a ton of fun too.
I was gonna say it. I'm gonna hold on that one.
I think I am a lot of fun. What do you mean I'm not a ton of? I'm a lot of fun to be around. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's Crow. All right. Anyway, let's go to England for a moment, shall we? A couple of things going on. The Queen and the royal family have very strict ways of food being prepared for them. So you can imagine the upset Her Majesty had yesterday of finding a dead slug in her dinner.
Oh!
She was given a salad made by the royal kitchen staff. She discovered the meal had a massively large dead slug. And so she let the staff know about the blunder. but in a very sassy way. She tore off a sheet from a comments book she normally uses to convey her appreciation for people. Of course, this time it was different. On the piece of paper, she placed this dead slug and wrote a wonderfully sarcastic note along with it. I found this in my salad. Could you eat it? Oh, my God.
Anyway. You know, they're looking for a new royal chef. Remember we talked about that, like, I don't know, a couple months ago, that they've been auditioning new royal chefs. So I guess make sure you check the salad before you feed it to Her Majesty.
Also in England, actually, not just in England, but the EU and the Brits have drafted a Brexit deal. After all this conversation, Prime Minister May says that the cabinet is going to meet to consider the deal. If the cabinet rubber stamps it, it'll go to the EU. It'll need all 28 of their signatures, as well as approval from European and British parliaments. The roadblocks in negotiations so far included the border between Northern Ireland, which is part of the UK, and the Republic of Ireland, which is in the EU. Irish news outlets report UK and EU have made a temporary arrangement to keep the border free of obstacles. This is a stupid move on their part.
There's such a rush for anyone in Northern Ireland to get a Republic of Ireland passport.
Yeah.
And anyone in Britain who had parents or grandparents who were born in Ireland, it's just a mad dash to get an Irish passport because they're still in the EU.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
All right, some business news or money news or just news as a focus. I got a couple of things here that are moderately related. I was just thinking about how we are a week away from Black Friday. Thanksgiving is a week from tomorrow, Black Friday. And actually, some of that stuff has already started, hasn't it? When you look around,
yes.
There are a lot
of...
Yeah, right.
Earlier this year, yep.
So as a result of the holiday shopping season being longer, I guess that there's a certain amount of stress that's attached to it, and what people think they have to do and what their financial obligations are, financial perspective. Andy Solomon has a report now on how holiday stress can lead to risky habits when you are shopping, especially online.
A new survey by McAfee revealed that 53% of consumers think that the financial stress of the holiday season can lead to careless online behavior. With added stresses, people take a more relaxed approach to their digital security, which can lead to potentially risky consequences. The survey also found that 51% of responders would purchase items from online retailers they were not fully confident were genuine, and 22% would make an online purchase over public unsecured Wi-Fi. Here are some tips to stay safe while shopping online. When using public Wi-Fi, use a virtual private network, VPN. If a deal seems too good to be true, check the retailer website before you open an email. Browse with protection. Antivirus like McAfee Total Protection helps shield devices against malware, phishing attacks, and other threats. Finally, McAfee Web Advisor can help identify malicious websites. For more information, visit McAfee.com.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's get to some other business news. One of the things I found really outrageous, if that's the right word, if you looked at some of the things that Amazon did to try to trick cities into looking at them seriously so they could negotiate better with New York and Arlington, Virginia, which is where they wanted to go all along. Did you know that that's really, they had, apparently Bezos made up his mind early on that they were going to New York and they were going to go to Crystal City, and then he played all of these other places and got all kinds of crazy. Dallas, I thought, was very interesting, sweetening up the deal, extravagant perks, offering taxpayer dollars to provide a lot of free things, one-year membership to the Dallas Zoo for everybody that worked there. Let's see here. Also, free membership to everybody that worked at Amazon and the Dallas Children's Aquarium, Dallas Arboretum, Texas Discovery Gardens, Audubon Center, all this stuff. And the wave of pet adoption fees at the Dallas Animal Services Adoption Center for Amazon employees until 2022. That was in Texas. Let's see here.
Every state, really.
Georgia?
Everybody kind of went nuts. I don't even know that Amazon needed to kind of, you know, goad anybody into this. Everyone went. The guy who's the mayor of Kansas City, he physically by himself went on and left onto Amazon and left reviews, positive reviews of like the top 150 Amazon items, just to like, as a, you know, hey, this is how much we want you to come to Kansas City. It was crazy how much people wanted this.
Yeah. And apparently at the end, they're offering a helipad free to Crystal City for anybody. They have a helipad.
Well, they get one in New York, too, in Long Island City.
Yeah,
but the thing is, Long Island City is literally, it's 50 yards across the East River from the actual helipad that's there on 34th Street.
Right.
And then there's another one in Wall Street near South Street Seaport. So I don't even know why they need a helipad there. They really don't. They should just have a little quick barge that goes back and forth. It's literally, it's half of a football field. That's 50 yards.
Fresno, California, the mayor there was going to let Amazon have a say in the city as to how their taxes would be spent.
See, I have an issue with that.
That's just desperate. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Pretty silly stuff.
I'm also just curious to see how much Amazon will actually, I mean, since it's coming to near you, Victoria, and it's coming to near me, I'm interested to see how it actually benefits or is a disadvantage for people who already live here. Like, how many people who live in D.C. are actually going to work for Amazon, or are they just going to bring a ton of people from California and Seattle and all those places?
I don't know. But a lot of people in New York are concerned about the rent going up. That's the first thing that's going to happen.
Kellogg selling the famous Amos brand and Keebler cookies. They said they're exploring the sale and some of their fruit snack businesses as well to focus on core parts of the company. Let's see here. Mother's and Murray Cookies going. Little Brownie Bakers. The Girl Scout Cookie Makers. Fruity Snacks. Stretch Island Fruit Snacks are on the chopping block. Company's other products. Cheez-Its. Club Crackers, Rice Krispies, Treats, Pringles are its power brands. They're tinkering the way they sell their snacks. Anyway.
I think a lot of that, too, a lot of the fruit stuff that they're getting rid of, it's pretty much, it's bad for you. So I think that, and parents are catching on, and millennial parents especially are not buying sugared snacks for their kids. And we know about type 2 diabetes. It's an epidemic with kids in this country. So.
Yeah.
It makes sense that they're going to be selling that off.
Starbucks said, announced last month they were adding like 2,600 stores around the world. Now they're saying they're laying off 5% of their global workforce.
Yeah. Apparently in the executive level, they're getting rid of a lot of people.
350 employees in marketing, creative product technology, store development, that kind of stuff. Starbucks is a weird outfit. I don't think they're... I don't know. They've really done a good job at capturing the public's imagination and getting a lot of free publicity. I don't find them to be very special at all, frankly. But then, I'm not. But
you
it's not just
coffee.
A coffee store. I don't drink coffee, but you know, they used to have some decent sandwiches in there. 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Now 53 after the hour. This is normally Chuck Curry's spot. Movie moments, movie news, the theme from Game of Thrones in the background, as there is some hot news. I don't know how hot it is. I'm not a fan of the show.
Oh, it's hot if you're a Game of Thrones fan.
All right, so help yourself, Victoria.
Well, I am not a Game of Thrones fan, however, Sarah is. So yeah. Season 8 will be the final season of the series, although there's a lot of spin-off stuff happening. And we've been waiting for, fans of the show have been waiting a long time to figure out when is this season going to air. And HBO has made this official. It will air in April, so it's only 5 months away for Game of Thrones fans. And they had previously teased that it would air sometime in the first half of 2019, but they're not, I guess they haven't said the exact date, but it will be April. And before that, though, is the new season of True Detective. That's season 3. That starts on January 13th. And if you're a fan of True Detective, the first season was Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey. People loved that one.
Oh, yeah. That was a dark man. Was that
dark? It's dark, yeah. I didn't see that one, but I watched the second one that had Vince Vaughn. And that one, he was excellent in it, but the whole season I thought was just terrible. And Colin Farrell was in that one as well. And then now this third season, I'm not even sure who's starring in it. So I think it's... I think that they've kind of lost their luster with True Detective. But right after that season airs, then Game of Thrones will begin, and people are excited about the countdown. I think it's a shortened season, though, isn't it, Kara? It's not a full season for Game of Thrones?
Well, their last couple seasons have been very short. I think this one is going to be 6 episodes. I'm assuming they're going to be a bit longer,
really,
so maybe like a bit over an hour, maybe an hour 20 or something. But yeah, it's going to be very short, and I guess that's why they're going to release. No, that's why they're going to release all those other spin-off shows to, you know, fill people up.
Yeah.
All right. Here's something from Governor Matt Bevin, the governor of Kentucky, says gun regulation isn't the solution to mass shootings. What America needs to deal with is our culture of death and zombies. Zombies, the zombie TV shows, zombie movies are the reason we have mass shootings, according to Governor Bevin.
Yeah, that's interesting.
A little something to that, actually, much as it sounds silly when he says it, but there's way too much violence on TV and I think in the movies. But people go see it and people say, okay, we're giving folks what they want. Which comes first, chicken or the egg? So, something to think about. All right, so what else? Well, we're going to have a couple of other...
One other little bit of news in from Hollywood. You had mentioned earlier you had overheard a waiter talking to the kitchen staff at a restaurant
in California.
Spike Lee's dead. Well, they weren't the only two misinformed. In the Gisborne Herald of New Zealand had a front page article saying that they attributed everything from Stan Lee's career to Spike Lee and said he died. And so they also, everything was completely about Stan Lee's life, except they just said Spike Lee everywhere. It should have said Stan. Spike Lee himself actually took it all in stride. He posted the front page of the paper on his Instagram account with the message, God bless Stan Lee. Me? Question mark? Not yet. So he said, I'm okay.
Yeah, pretty cute. All right, some more movie news right after this.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
This car I'm driving, I overpaid big time. It was such a mistake. I should have just gone to Carfax.com, but I went to some other site. They gave me a price range? Oh, they were way off. Son of a...
Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report, so you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
All right, so this new movie with, I forget what his first name is, Ali's his last name. He won an award, I think he won an Academy Award for his performance.
Mahershala Ali. He was in the movie Moonlight.
Yeah.
He won the Oscar for Moonlight. And he's also in True Detective Season 3. We were just talking about that, so he's actually going to be all over the place.
He and Viggo Mortensen are in a story about buddies. It's a good buddy movie. Looks like a departure from a lot of the Viggo Mortensen roles he's played, but looks like a very good movie. Frankly, I'm looking forward to it. I was talking earlier about seeing the In the Spider's Web movie with Claire Foy and how amazing she is in that versus her playing the queen. it was a pretty good movie, actually. 59.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.